The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Shalom. Preparation for Yom Ha'Yom 2. Mizno Zoresh and Oiri. Ma Hashem Echonehi. Shalom and bracha. Sorry for the delay. So we were talking about the Dovah Hashem Oiri, the success of Kalal Yisrael is totally and only one thing, how much we are connected to Kalish Vohu. And we have a two-fold connection. Connection number one is Beisa or Holoi. It's Benedi Vesukoi. We try to build an environment which is centered around the Kodesh Baruch Hu, to the point that all the external influences don't interest us. The only thing that's important to us is that beautiful. And then the second one, to Yoram Meini, Yoram Roishi, puts my head, and that brings us to the true feelings of simcha, tranquility, peace of mind. When a person feels that he got it right, he knows he's with the Bayer Olam, and he always is in a feeling of good spirit. So, the thing that causes a person not to be in good spirits is the fact that there's contradictions within himself. He neglects one part of his existence. But when he focuses on the fact that he is created by Kodesh Baruch Hu, So, as it went, the contradictions within oneself, or one part of himself, is the part that causes us all the frustration and hardship. Either way, if one neglects his spiritual side or his physical side, the part that is neglected is always after him. The healer requesting, please take care of me. You can ask me how the tzaddikim that come out in deep and come out in sleep, they didn't neglect themselves. They brought themselves to a position that they recognize that they can manage it less and less and less and less, and they manage with it. But if a person's not on that level and tries to copy them, it won't go either, because he's not honest with himself. He doesn't realize that his body knows needs something. If a person needs 8 hours of sleep at night, and he sleeps 7 hours at night, Kilo L'Shem Shemaim, it's not going to work. That's not what Hashem wants from him. He wants him to have his 8 hours.
Kol HaLashon.
Another person can sleep for 3 hours. So, and a chanami, if he sleeps for 4 or 5 hours, then he's sleeping more than he needs. But everybody going to his level, going to the emes of his existence. And right after this description in the mizmah of the Yeshua Hashem and the Miras, goes back and says Shema Hashem, Hashem should listen to me and have Rachmonis on me. This is a third stage of the beauty of the life of the person who's living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the life that we're all aspiring to. Number one, to put himself into the environment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to uplift himself, to see the Yeshuas. But when the Yeshua comes, he doesn't suffice with that. He asks again, Hashem, I know you gave me Yeshua, but life isn't over and I need you for everything. I don't take it for granted that this worked out, that I'm a success. Because we're never the success. Success is the fact that we remain with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sometimes you see a person gets a certain position of power or he gets wealth or whatever it is, and suddenly feels less of a need to interact with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's such an unfortunate situation. basically gave away the most important thing for something much cheaper. All the money in the world is not worth that feeling of closeness to Hashem. So when we're in trying situations, and each one of us has our trying situations that come up and go away and come back. When we're in one of those, we have to realize it's a special time of Kiruv Elokim, closeness to Hashem, because when we're trying situations, we realize we're not in control. We need you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that causes us to open up our hearts to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is a beautiful thing. And Mi'at Hashem, when it comes and we get the salvation and things smoothen out and whatever we're concerned about happens, whether it be health issues, the panos issues, the shidduchim, or whatever it is, emotional issues, when things start working out, now's the time to get to that second stage. Number one, like David HaMelech said, Ashira, Zamra, I'm going to sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Halal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But not even only that. Then the next stage is, it's even Vakish again, requesting again from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I know, I still need you, I'm not self-sufficient. It's Hashem, with that attitude, we go through life constantly with things that look up and downs, then there will be ups, they will be bringing us in the right direction, whether it be the more pleasant things or the less pleasant things. Yeah, this is the beauty of this time of year, to recalibrate ourselves, put us back into the thing. It's in our hands to have a beautiful year ahead of us. And I'm telling you this, especially spending the month of Devil Line, get it right, not to get distracted, not to get confused. May Hashem Hashem Sefer, tremendous synthesis, and brachas and siyata shemaya for the year to come. All the tzaddis we went through this year should stop and just see Geula Yeshua for the body.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.